Good afternoon. I should maybe, I wanted to spend my 3 minutes denying that there's ever going to be such an institute as a limb darkening institute, nor a satellite to pursue advanced limb darkening. However, if there's anybody in the audience that would like to fund such an institute, anyway, so I'm going to talk today about, hopefully, goodness. I've only got 3 minutes. So I'm going to talk about these advanced tools. The motivation is that, as you heard about the eBay system that Andre talked about, we applied it first to the large Magellanic Cloud binaries. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about what I was trying to do to analyze some of the data we got back, the results and so on. Okay, oh, for heaven's sakes. Okay, so this is the challenge of multidimensional data. We've talked a lot about the flood of data that to be expected from these programs. So basically, we are already in the era of high dimensional data sets, and it's not going to go away. We've heard about the second point there, the flood of eclipsing binary data, how it's prompted new approaches to light curve solutions. I'm not going to talk about that. But what I'm going to talk about a little bit is about looking at these data sets in some details, naturally of great interest. And I'm just going to mention very briefly two techniques which I've explored a bit for looking at high dimensional data sets, and they are at the bottom here, advanced visualization, basically an interactive system, and clustering, which is an automatic approach. So let's talk about advanced visualization first. As I said, it's a graphical interactive process, and the idea is, for example, to have multiple two-dimensional data plots that are linked. And so you have a technology called brushing where you can highlight a data point in one of the plots and it'll be highlighted in all the other plots, or a section of points, or whatever. And in addition, most of these packages that deal with this will offer other tools such as rotating 3D graphs, something called tours, the ability to do principal component analysis and see the results right away, and so on. And why would you want to use this sort of thing? To maybe discover new relationships between variables, to identify and understand outlier properties, to manually identify physically related objects. And the tool set that I have had some experience with is called, at the bottom here, GGOBI, which is available at www.ggobi.org. I might mention there is a poster in E14 outside. So here's just a quick look at that. Here's the idea of brushing linked data. We have three plots you can see here. There's a color magnitude diagram. This is all for the LMC data, Ogle 2 LMC data. They're the so-called EA stars that I'm showing here. So all of these yellow points are basically the same set of points. You might notice, for example, over here, I've picked out a section of points to highlight. They're highlighted automatically in the other graphs. And you might notice also there's a period luminosity kind of effect here. So let's go on to data clustering. This is an automatic process. You find clusters of points in n-dimensional space. To set it up, you choose the number of clusters, select the distance between points, choose the parameters of the data set you want to be clustered, which determines the number of dimensions you're working in. And the package I've been using is listed here. It's the so-called Weka package, W-E-K-A. And here's an example of how it works. This is the same data, which has automatically been clustered. Let me go to the next point, and you'll see that the clusterer has found the points, which I found of interest myself, in the upper plot. It's also separated out the algal binaries at no extra charge. So there's a poster if you want to ask me more questions. Thank you.
Thank you.